1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are cross-examining former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has been testifying on the stand about his efforts to protect Trump from negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Current President Joe Biden in New York for a fundraiser last night. This morning is talking with SiriusXM host Howard Stern as part of a live interview. Reaction continuing to come in to the reversal of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Here's ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
They found that these overturning of these criminal convictions for sexual assault really speaks to the fact that the criminal justice system doesn't understand the nuances in sexual assault cases. Consent is a very big issue, but it's a very complicated issue that can't be ruled on in this way.
Hundreds of arrests on college campuses this week. Students protesting continued military action and Israeli occupation of Gaza. Today was the deadline for Columbia students to disperse. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median-priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kel DeRoy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Madison School Board's vice president says she's running for state assembly. Maya Pearson is a program manager at the Mann Educational Opportunity Fund, which provides mentoring and financial help to high school students. Representative Sheila Stubbs is also running. She was drawn into the new 78th district after new maps were passed. The 78th includes parts of Madison, Monona, McFarland, Fitchburg, and Blooming Grove. Sauk County plans to sell its county-owned assisted living facility in the coming months. The 82-bed Sauk County Health Care Center was built in Reedsburg in 2008. County administrators say it's cost taxpayers more than $17 million since 2018, and they say they can't keep it going without raising taxes. A private buyer for the center would have to agree to several conditions. Sauk County has been in the nursing home business since 1871. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight, NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series 2 games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Higgins, Uribe, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with rain rolling in by late afternoon. And winds are feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour as highs climb to the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight hours and may even produce some small hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Stop by on a TGIF edition. That's thank goodness it's Friday. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World stops by with a week in review. Wacky things humans do.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, we have a big case today. This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity.
Yeah, how have we survived? 200, have we done the math yet? 248. 48 years. Yeah, it's weird. Okay. All right. Chris, what's our America's Early Warning System?
Black ladies.
Yeah, well, Justice Ketanji Brown, Jackson Brown. And, oh, also, you know, yeah, yeah.
Good morning.
You know what? We got to go right to the cradle of democracy in Philadelphia to save this mofo up in here. Because I, were you as depressed, pissed, fill in the blank as I was watching these, that we're even having these Supreme Court arguments, whether a president has total immunity?
It was so painful. It was so shocking. And I had people, you know, texting me during the day because they knew in the morning knew I was probably listening. And they're like, how's it going? And all I could say was, not as well as one would think.
Yeah.
I really am confused by they are grilling the you know, Justice Department attorney and acting as if there's this need for we've got to figure out what specific tasks the president can do. Like, it was shocking.
Yeah.
It did really depress me. It was a hard day. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That they clearly, the, you know, conservative just obviously are, you know, considering having some immunity, you know, in this whole official acts or private acts thing. We just played the Justice Kagan thing. It's just insane. You don't even need to be a lawyer, do you, to go, okay, he loses the election, so he can no longer be impeached, so he orders a coup, and that might be okay? Like, it's insane.
I can't, and just the fact that how clearly, let me tell you something, Alito, people, look, there's only one person I despise more than Clarence Thomas, and that is Alito.
Yeah.
And, like, the reality of that yesterday was so shocking to me that they are sitting there saying very openly, well, what we're definitely going to do is delay this. We're going to delay it and delay it and delay it and have ridiculous conversations about hypotheticals when we have the test case in front of us, when we have the information right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what they're saying is we work for this man.
Yeah.
We will shape and bend time and the law to the best of our ability to help this man, which means that the truth is that he is immune.
Yeah.
He is immune.
Well, that's what they're saying. This isn't to protect the presidency for all future presidents, but it's to protect this one orange criminal right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. They're back engineering his innocence.
Right.
They're going to create the laws and the parameters so that he cannot be guilty.
Right.
That is his plan.
Alito's and the fact plan. The crazy-making part is watching what an even bigger crook than we thought he was in this New York trial happening simultaneously. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to act as if, this is the thing that is driving me insane. Everybody talking about, well, Michael Cohen, he's an awful, awful witness. He went to jail for this very thing.
Yeah.
This president didn't, when he was president, he didn't think that Michael Cohen did anything wrong. Guess what he would have done? Pardoned him.
Yeah. He tried to have Barr vacate Cohen's back when they thought he was going to stay on the team.
Yep.
They wanted to stop the prosecution, throw out the prosecution of Michael Cohen. I mean, and
they
also, they don't even
jail.
Need his testimony now, in my opinion. They've already got, he brought all the receipts. You've got the checks. He's got, it's on audio. It's on tape, as you always say. They wrote it down.
And I mean, it's bizarre to see a Supreme Court talking about hypotheticals while all around the country at the exact same time, people, including Donald Trump, are being charged with these crimes.
In Arizona.
Like, to act like I thought Ari Melber, who generally speaking, I agree with his point of view, but not the way he gets it out, with the hip-hopiness, it gets on my nerves.
Are you saying bring the Bell Schools in, sucker? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, raise the roof. Because it's on fire.
All right.
No, but he said it. He's like, look, the Supreme Court's acting as if, or the conservative justices are acting as if to go after or prosecute a president who's done something wrong will destroy this country. And yet all around us, we have the evidence that it will not. In fact, that nobody is coming out and rioting, that it is not destroying the fabric of this country to prosecute this man.
Yeah. I keep saying all morning, Francis, this man has broken this country and the judicial system. And I guess it's up to us to put it back together. But as you keep saying, Angela, like twisting ourselves into pretzels to try to, for one orange crook, as I keep saying, who's our friend? Barb McQuaid. Mm-hmm. We talked to Glenn Kirshner about this. She said the special counsel still has one trick up his sleeve to skip past any further delay, because obviously justices seem like they're indicating they're going to send the case back to lower courts to sort out some smaller issues in the case. She said, my sense is that women justices are ready to go. They think the idea perhaps there's some presidential immunity for some official act, that the acts alleged in this indictment are not those acts and let's go already. In fact, Barrett and Kagan were pinning down Sauer, trying to say, you'd agree this is a private act, right? Using allegations in the indictment, I think, hoping to pin him down to avoid further delay. Some justices think further delay is necessary. The linchpin is Chief Justice Roberts. She said at the end of the day, it seems necessary to probably sort out what is and what's not an official act here. Most notably, the conduct relating to the DOJ and using them or abusing them could be deemed an official act. But Jack Smith still has one trick up his sleeve, which is to pare down the indictment and use only the things that are clearly private acts here. But just the twisting and turning of our entire justice system to fit the crimes of him rather than there being one.
Just like Jesse Waters, to back engineer to support him and to act like that isn't when he's on trial for the very same thing right now. And we're watching him utilize Fox, Jesse Waters, Hannity. He's got he doesn't need Pecker anymore. He's got Fox.
In the meantime, we talked about it in the final word. And then this morning I read of a 53-year-old, I think, or 54-year-old black man in Ohio who was unarmed, who the police knelt on till he died, as he said, I can't breathe. And we talked about two cases of unarmed black men being attacked by police dogs when they were, one, surrendering, and two, both of them were for traffic stops. And I'm like, I feel like America is asking way too much of me.
right now. Yeah. And I can hear what Fugelsang says about trying to stay, you know, stay positive or whatever. But you're going to have to allow me this anger and this grief, because what we are going through, like, yeah, it is, I can't look at both things and be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always said, if you don't have Trump derangement system, you know, syndrome, there's something wrong with you. If you don't think he's a despicable, rapist, criminal piece of, excuse me.
Don't do it.
There's something wrong with you at this point. I mean, you should. There's something wrong with you if you aren't deranged about Donald Trump. Yep. You know, Germany needed more Hitler derangement syndrome. This is, you know, this is how we sleepwalk into fascism, right?
Yep. Yep. We can't let them do it to us. We can get our minds around, if they're going to break norms, we have to look at what we relied on norms too much. And we really do need to create a system to get to our more perfect union. And Fugelsang was right about this, too. The reality here is, we have never prosecuted or dealt with traitors as a nation. And we have to start doing that. This all still exists because we let the Klan exist, because we let the Klan after the Civil War, those saints weren't dealt with, those people weren't dealt with for their treason and their insurrection, and here we are. Yeah. Again,
always, and until America deals with its issues and its ills, it will be sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is like, we're looking for these little cracks of the Joyce Vance was another that said the judge has a silver lining option that would still allow Jack Smith to present evidence to the American public. I'm talking about Judge Chutkan, I believe. She said, we don't know for certain where Chief Justice Roberts is, how he will vote, but if this comes to a decision that some conduct does get immunity and the trial judge must make those rulings, there's one possible silver lining. Judge Chutkan could hold an evidentiary hearing to remand to facilitate her decision. That would mean briefs and even live testimony where the government would get to lay out all of its evidence against Trump. It's not a full trial filed by a jury verdict, but if this case isn't going to trial, it would be a way of getting more information about Donald Trump's conduct out for public consumption. I mean, we are just in this weird universe where I'm like nodding my head at everything Liz Cheney says, where she's like, it cannot be that four years later, after Trump tried to overthrow the government, that we don't get to hear, the American public doesn't get to hear, because the January 6th hearings were bad enough. Right. The government has way even more, obviously. And the American people would be denied. But, you know, here we are just looking for little specks, little silver linings, little like, okay, well, maybe they can lay it out. We won't get to the full trial, but maybe we could get this much justice, right?
I've never in my life seen this level of discussion around criminals' activities, this level of are you serious? You break the law, you can prosecute it.
Had it been Obama, they would have been figured out how to put them in jail.
Oh, first of all those insurrectionists would be dead if they were black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's no way they wouldn't have not fired.
And he literally commits crimes. I'm not even say daily now. I'm going to say hourly.
Yeah.
I mean, we were saying it's still witness tampering. Him saying, oh, David Peck is such a nice guy, such a nice guy, such a good guy. That's witness tampering. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
No, and he's violating this gag order. And what I'm choosing to believe right now is that Judge Marchand is giving him enough time to really violate it. Yeah. That he is giving him the rope to hang himself so that he can't possibly say, you know, he's wait, because he knows he's just going to keep, like, and that's what I'm hoping for, because he needs to be put in jail. I need to see that.
Yeah. Well, Glenn Kirshner brought up something I hadn't thought about. He's under, what is it, 488 now, felony convictions. So if he gets held in contempt, whether they jail him, fine him, whatever it is, that should revoke his bail in the other cases.
I agree.
Like, it's.
Yeah.
Right. I mean.
Yeah. Because it would for any of us.
Yep.
Like, we also wouldn't be free walking around with Secret Service protection. I do not understand why you get to utilize the tools of this government when you tried to overthrow it.
Yeah.
I really can't get my mind around that.
You know, can I say this? I don't care. Let him have Secret Service for the rest of his life in jail.
Yeah.
You swore to protect the ex-president. That's your job. Well, you know what? This one's a criminal. Protect that.
Yeah. I'm hearing Marion Ann Arbor singing Crime After Crime in my head. We'll see if we can find that. Because that's what keeps happening. It's a rolling. Okay. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. I assume you brought travel portions with your muscles, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. He brings his muscles and his power life.
Yes, I do.
And a carry-on.
Power
Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton, the P90X guy. He got shingles, almost took a dirt nap, my friend.
Shingles doesn't care.
No. It's a bastard person. He's feeling better than ever, looks amazing. Why? He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high-impact protein available in whey or plant protein. Mix it with your favorite beverage, one scoop a day, and your muscles get muscle growth is supercharged, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. We exercise, but I'm just saying, this gives you a base even without the exercise. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who will use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Council in this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good. Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you're the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
whatever,
this is.
Bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
We love you, Philadelphia.
You need the thing.
Oh, sexyliberal.com. Hi, it's Fridays with Frangela. I was Framptoning you to the sexyliberal.com.
Fridays with Frampton?
Ooh, that would be fun, too. He could be in the other box.
What's happening? I saw him in Buffalo. That was like the most exciting thing ever in the 70s. We love you, Buffalo. We were like,
oh my God, he said it in that weird.
Okay. Very exciting. Philadelphia is where the party is tomorrow night.
That's right.
Come on out. Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jers, Lindy Lee. It's going to be a par and a tag separately, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, Philly, we're about to get down all up in you.
It's going to get nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were like, Fugle, you were right. Fugle Sang was saying it. I mean, we really do need to laugh and have solidarity now more than ever. And the whole, this is why we named it Save the World, because it really feels like that. You look at our justice system. I mean, Dean, we were quoting Dean Obadalla talking about, like, we've got to commit to reforming this Supreme Court. That's got to be on our list. We got to turn out in huge numbers. And we cannot just give up women's bodily autonomy for the rest of
Life. Oh, yeah, because you know what's going to change the Supreme Court? The knowledge. I don't know how they've survived this long thinking that they will never get fired.
Yeah. Yep.
We need to show them that, y'all can get fired. Because these people need to be off the court. They corruptly got on it in the first place. And they absolutely have no business being there.
Did you just lose your shizzle when you're like, Roberts is, they're trying to define bribery and whether that's an official act. And Clarence Thomas is sitting there.
Exactly.
Who just took God knows what vacations and RVs and, that's what just, the problem is, like we were saying, like you don't want people to give up in despair. That's what they want, is you just to go, this is just rigged,
Absolutely. So this is the thing. You got to let that anger manifest in the way that's productive.
Yeah.
That's
a solution.
Yeah. And the reality is what that means is making sure that everybody votes and that everybody votes for Biden and that we do not allow them to distract us. And while I agree with holding your leadership to account, we do have to understand that we need our leadership.
Yeah.
We need that. That is not negotiable right now.
Yeah. And, Trump, again, he's telling us what he's going to do. I can't even, it's hard for me to even get my mind around him being back in office. But so he was on, what's the right-wing douche, Greg Kelly?
Uh-huh.
And Greg Kelly played a clip of Hillary Clinton saying, it's just awfully good someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country. And he said, because you'd be in jail. Mm-hmm. That was at a debate. Remember that? And Greg Kelly said, I think you locked up the election with that moment, but you didn't follow through on that. And Trump's like, well, let me tell you, I didn't want to. I thought it would be a terrible thing. There were opportunities. No, there wasn't. You had no evidence against Hillary Clinton of anything. He made it sound like, I was such a good guy. I didn't do it. I could have. No, you couldn't have.
No, he couldn't have. He doesn't charge people with crimes. The president doesn't charge people with crimes. That is not how the government works.
Right.
Like, it's insane.
So then he said, the Democrats, they don't care. These people are radical lunatics. They don't care. They have to be very careful what they're doing because it comes back to bite. Meaning he will do it without evidence next time. Right?
He will.
This was lock her up. That's what put him into the office.
Yeah. By the way, he also
not locking up your opponents.
He also went on to complain that Clinton was quite nasty. Because I don't just to bring that back again.
Yeah, nasty.
Because
he hasn't heard that many adjectives, Stephanie. So he has to deal. He can only rely on the three he has.
Bless his heart.
Oh, bless his heart. Those.
Bless his heart.
You know, it's a four-word vocabulary, but those are good four words. Yes, they are.
The best four.
Rigged,
words.
Hoax, witch hunt, nasty.
That's right.
What else do you need? 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are cross-examining former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has been testifying on the stand about his efforts to protect Trump from negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Current President Joe Biden in New York for a fundraiser last night. This morning is talking with SiriusXM host Howard Stern as part of a live interview. Reaction continuing to come in to the reversal of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Here's ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
They found that these overturning of these criminal convictions for sexual assault really speaks to the fact that the criminal justice system doesn't understand the nuances in sexual assault cases. Consent is a very big issue, but it's a very complicated issue that can't be ruled on in this way.
Hundreds of arrests on college campuses this week. Students protesting continued military action and Israeli occupation of Gaza. Today was the deadline for Columbia students to disperse. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble. In Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host, an author, and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with rain rolling in by late afternoon. And winds are feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour as highs climb to the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight hours and may even produce some small hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Trump trial, more Pecker talk, and your Friday grievances. Only on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You made it to the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
This morning, he said, I don't think that anybody thought that people would be this corrupt through and through as a party. I don't think that they thought that the electorate would be this disengaged.
Right. I also think they could never have envisioned the number of ways Trump cheated to illegally get installed in the presidency and almost accidentally. I love that we were talking about the National Enquirer reporter saying, who was it to Michael Cohen? Literally said, what have we done? Right. I mean, they literally, 2016 was the definition of F around and find out. Like, oh, this is all great fun. Oh, it's all media clicks. Oh, ratings. No one thought he was ever going to actually get in. And everyone's like, oh, holy.
He didn't get the popular vote. What we are stuck with is the relics of a system that was set up for minority rule by those founding owners. They should have thought this was possible because they dealt with the biggest hypocrisy of all. They went to bed every night knowing that they were saying we're all created equal as they owned human beings.
Yeah.
So the idea that they weren't aware that what they were setting up was going to protect a rich minority is a falsehood that we've been told as children, because there's the Senate. There's no reason for that's about protecting slave states, that every state gets the same number of senators and that no matter what your population, that is about minority rule. The Supreme Court, it's a lifetime position in a democracy.
Yeah.
But I didn't elect you. You don't represent me, but you get to sit here and tell me what I think.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And
we have an opportunity to change that. Yeah. And we need to take it.
Yeah. It just runs through my head that it's just, we sit here, crime after crime. It's just, it doesn't stop. It just keeps going. Bring it, Mary.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and watch the news. Caught up in lies again. Collusion is nothing new. Capital storm that night almost lost our rights.
Almost.
Suitcase of evidence. Crime after some crimes you can't ignore. I'm wanting to move ahead. Investigating, I have heard. I can't wait for some arrests. He says, go slow. I think he's behind. We're running out of time. If you've got what you need, then you will indict. Crime after crime. By this fall, you must catch him. I'll be waiting.
Oh, we're still waiting. Okay. Crime. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rocky crime. Mountain Mike. Doesn't music just make everything better? Okay. Here's the thing. And he's going to continue to incite violence. The White House condemned Trump for downplaying the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville as a little peanut compared to the pro-Palestinian protests. This is all he knows how to do. He loves this ginning up division, right? He said, they said minimizing the anti-Semitic and white supremacist poison displayed in Charlottesville is repugnant and divisive. And unlike some figures on the right, President Biden has never invited neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers over for lunch. I mean, a lot of these protests, too, have allowed Republicans to go, oh, we're the party. We stand with Israel. And it's like, you have Nazis in your party. You said they were very fine people in Charlottesville. So shut the up. Pardon me.
We're not as stupid as they think that we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just have to say, let's talk about the GOP endangering college kids on campuses right now. Because now they've raised, by bringing in these college directors, and they're raising the temperature on all of these campuses in all of these situations. Here's my deal is this, and I'm seeing people in riot gear, you know what I'm saying, up against people's children.
Yeah.
My thing is, because the GOP do not, and because what I saw the other day was, if we allow people to, on Fox, this is what I saw. They said if we allow people to protest, then those protesters are going to become terrorists.
Yeah.
That's their view about being able to protest.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, someone died in Charlottesville. Just by the way, back to the just calling that a little peanut, like that was nothing. Bunch of Nazis and white supremacists who killed someone, right?
Absolutely. And many people were injured. And then what did a lot of places, conservative, really far-right places do? They made laws that it was okay to run over protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you think that these things can't happen, but they are happening. They have happened.
Faye in Chicago. You're on with Frangela. Hello, Faye.
Hi. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I think it's so funny. Trump has to go to a construction site to get a crowd. Nobody's ever going to go there to see him. And then secondly, I agree with you guys 100%. The Supremacist Court, we can't depend upon them at all. We'll have to convict them through all state trials.
Yeah.
And I hope Arizona plans on doing a state trial against them, too.
Yeah, well, this is what we've been saying, Frangela. Like, again, where's the DOJ? Like, what? All the states, four states now, we're like, all right, we'll do this. I remember screaming about this from the beginning. What, this fake elector thing? We can't just allow that to happen and just roll right into another election. I mean, you just can't.
It was coordinated. It's a federal, coordinated across many states. Like, and it's ridiculous that they're getting charged only in these individual states for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the very thing that's up at the Supreme Court is this man is considered immune on a federal level. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to act.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning. I was just in the midst of the most perverse, abhorrent feelings watching these hearings yesterday, this hearing yesterday on the immunity case. One could not stop but think about all the confirmation hearings these judges went through, and none of them would answer one hypothetical question that would offer some real insight to their intent and honesty. And yesterday they just asked nothing but perverted hypothetical questions to just obstruct the issue at hand that Trump is a criminal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
As it was amazing. He's absolutely right. It was amazing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it for confirmation, but boy, are they ready to say, if a Martian, let me ask you, I don't want to talk about what happened. If a Martian, listen up, if a Martian came down and made a liverwurst sandwich at the White House.
That's ridiculous. Martians don't like liverwurst.
Okay, you're right. You know what? We're going to have to kick that down to the lower courts. What do Martians eat?
Green cheese. Okay.
Yeah, we cannot move forward until we get that in the record.
Clarence Thomas, let me just stop there and fill in your thoughts. All right. He asked the first question after Michael Dreeben, who was arguing against Trump's claims of absolute presidential immunity for special counsel Jack Smith, wrapped up his opening argument. He argued no president should have immunity from committing treason, sedition, murder, and here conspiring to use fraud to overturn the results of an election, perpetuate himself in power. Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution. The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. I mean, this is the whole thing this country is based on, right?
Said this on the final word yesterday. A child could tell you who has gone to social studies. You don't have to be out of seventh grade. And you know in this country, they make sure you know.
Yeah.
Okay? They make sure you understand what the foundation on which this country was established, this republic.
Yeah.
We children know this.
Chris is lifting a meaty finger.
Tiny little bit of breaking news. Judge Mershon has set May 1st as the hearing date for Trump's new alleged gag order violation.
Yeah, because there's at least four more.
Yeah.
How many are we up to?
14? 10?
11
14.
Billion.
14. That's $14,000 he will be.
So May 1st will be the date for those.
Oh, that's going to sting. $14,000.
As much as they can. They can't do any more than that. Yeah. It's the law.
Yeah.
They can do jail.
They can do jail, but I think they're going to.
That's priceless.
I know, but I don't think they're going to do that just yet.
Okay, the combination, for some reason, of that little voice and that giant smile on your face, Angelo.
This is jail.
Sidebar, Your Honor.
Because I love justice.
Jail.
It's just because I love justice.
Jail.
Okay.
Perhaps some jail.
Larry in Minneapolis is still in the afterglow of Minneapolis sexy liberal. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how are you guys? I love you so much.
Thank you.
I just have to share, anyone in Philly on the fence, you've got to go.
Gotcha.
Now more than ever, it is essential that us progressive, liberal, warrior, soldier type people are uplifted, elated, brought to our higher purpose in what we must accomplish. There's no doubt we, each one of us, has to get to work making sure Biden gets back in, because it's designed to make us give up and feel defeated.
That's
and
right.
And I'm not having it.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, no, Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, Frangel, we're all fired up today, because you're absolutely right. This is what they
Good.
Hope, is that we lose all hope in institutions and voting and justice, and we just can't. Now more than ever, it's up to us, Larry. So thank you for having the good taste for that unsolicited testimonial to the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Thank you.
Because of the bomb.
All right, love you. Yeah, no, it is. And can I also just say, it's a really great comedy show, and we really need to laugh now.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. Frangela, John, Hal, they're the smartest, funniest liberals in America right now. And the people that are joining us on panel, unbelievable. Glenn Kirshner, he does this at his own expense. He wants to come and be part of this.
That's right.
Lindy Lee, JoJo from Jurors. And thank you for more suggestions of statues to molest in your town. I molested every statue in Minneapolis.
Okay, where's the Ben
Rockies,
Franklin?
I'm obviously going to cup Rockies.
What about Ben Franklin?
Balls. What?
Ben Franklin?
Yeah, of course.
I'm enjoying watching Michael Douglas be.
Oh, yeah.
Parker says the Barry statue is interesting near Independence Hall. There's no explanation of who he is. And is it just Barry? I have come to find out through extensive research he's one of the first Commodores in the U.S. You mean like once, twice, three times a lady? Not those Commodores?
No.
Okay.
Those Commodores. Oh, it's those ones. Yeah.
It's those ones.
My
he
son,
was there before Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he was there before Lionel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My son and family lives in Philly. They're going, and the words on the statue were succinctly Barry. P.S. See you in Seattle. See you in June, Seattle, Sexy Liberal. Okay. I'm going to skip the Barry statue. I think, and go right to Rocky. And Ben Franklin's already sitting for a lap dance, so.
Right.
Yeah, he's just asking
nice.
For it, wearing all that tight iron. Okay.
History gets you hot. You can't help it.
Michael and so I've said somebody's going to crack my Liberty Bell this weekend. Somebody. Michael and Oakland.
I don't think that's a thing.
No.
It is now. Michael in Oakland, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Mike.
Hi. So in listening to the Supreme Court argument yesterday, I was listening on my way to court. The one thing the government lawyers should have said and didn't say was, what part of the campaign is an official act?
Thank you.
Everything that Trump did violating the law on January 6th was towards his campaign. It was paid for by his campaign. It was sponsored by his campaign. It was promoted by his campaign. Everything he said was about getting him to be the winner of the election. He hadn't conceded, which meant he was still campaigning. This shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah,
maybe there is some official act of unity. There's no way that any of this could be considered official.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what Judge Chutkan is going to say. They're going to send it back down for some kind of hearing. Judge Chutkan's going to say, okay, fine, I get it. This is campaigning isn't official. Campaigning is something he chooses to do.
That's right.
He doesn't have to campaign because he doesn't have to run.
Right.
That's right.
So, I mean, legally speaking. And that's it. And hopefully it will not go back up again before the trial. But it's going to be a close call if it all happens before the election.
Yep, I hear you. Frangela, Jody and I were saying this morning, despite all this, I'm still optimistic. He's going to lose, and these trials are going to happen. So it will be the best of all possible worlds for us, the worst of all possible scenarios for him. I know he thinks he's going to, you know, get out of all this by getting reelected and making it all go away. But, I mean, that really is that would just be the end of our democracy. Because we all know in advance, he's just going to make all these crimes go away. He's going to make them all go away.
Yep.
Yeah,
be worse.
And here's the thing: he's not going to win.
No,
he's
going to be held.
He's going to be held to justice because it is so apparent that anybody can see it. And the fact is that what he really is trying to make sure of is that he is not being. Nobody can. It's still enough to watch and see it. Long enough to go put two and two together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, your very first step, America, is to go to sexyliberal.com and help us save the world. We are this close to announcing our Get Out the Vote group that we will be pairing with. It is going to save the world, and it starts tomorrow night in Philadelphia. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, one more segment with Frangela. This portion of the show brought to you by Who Just Ran In After Grooming. He has the groomy zoomies. Mr. Kisser of Mrs. and Mr. Kisser.
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Yes, well, it depends on which way you say it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay.
All
right. Can you smell how sweet smelling
I know.
Oh, my God. Like, okay. Wow. And they've already had their Dr. Marty's, so they were they're the happiest, healthiest dogs in the world. I'm telling you. And you don't want that stuff. You know the stuff I'm talking about,
the
Chris.
The gloppy stuff.
It's got a bit of pouch. You got to take a freezer space, and they open it. Some gloppy. Whoop, glop. Okay.
It's gross, and it smells disgusting.
Yes, this smells amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Kaminsky's mentioned. He's huffing the bag of Dr. Marty's, too. I huff the bag. I really do. When I open a fresh one, I'm like...
Oh, the millennials will huff anything, really.
Yeah, kids today. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberry. It's all superfoods in there. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. They go crazy for that flavor. It is. You get all the convenience of kibble and all of the goodness of real, real food. They're your real kids. Feed them real food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now. Plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Yeah. Good dog. Okay. You can go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Technology.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Moaning Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashing the walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you Baroque it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus with lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation. Stephanie Miller. Rhythm is gonna get you. Rhythm is gonna get you. Rhythm is gonna get
you. Rhythm is gonna get you. Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Now, with ladies and gentlemen, not the real president, but the Shonda Rhimes, president of the United States. We're looking for hail to the chief. Paul Fitzgerald, my tiny baby nephew's here.
Hail to the chief, anyone? Is that happening?
Yeah, that's happening. Right? Yeah, we're getting on that. Frangela, have you met my tiny baby nephew? He plays the president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series called
Joel
The Resident.
From afar. I've loved Joel from afar. It's nice to see you all.
It is called The Residence. It will debut in the fall.
I'm not making any promises. That's the, my first presidential act is not to make any promises that I can't keep. I'm not sure. Either the fall or next spring. Who knows? I'm not getting the final word on that.
The important thing for Angela is I have Shonda Rhimes dog care this weekend. Shonda Rhimes has brought him back to cover dog care for Philadelphia Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
He's in shooting. I'm back Sunday. He's out Sunday. Yep. The president's out on Air Force One.
I was waiting for my schedule to fall apart and me not be able to come to dog care and just wait to hear it. All things were going to go south with this relationship.
Shonda knows the tour schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
Angela, who's providing your dog? I'm just saying Shonda Rhimes provided my dog sitter. Who provided your dog sitter for Twombly?
Well, my boyfriend. It's not nearly as good as the president.
Oh, he's a good little man.
Oh, he's good, but Shonda doesn't. I don't think she knows him. y'all have dogs. You have to have a cat. Let me tell you something. I have a cat. My cat is in charge while I am gone.
Yes. Oh, you're in charge while you're there.
Yeah. That's true. That's true too. He is the top of the food chain.
Cats are like get the out. I really I need the place.
Hey, no.
Just lift one. Yeah, there you go. Paul Fitzgerald. They were asking, how's your experience been? We only have like 30 seconds.
It's been great. I mean, really just, we're wrapping up here. I finish tomorrow. It's been, probably the greatest, coolest, funnest, most loving experience I've ever had in show business.
Nice. Yay!
Loving. Right. Kind. Yay. She leads with kindness.
Frangela, it reminds me of Sexy Liberal. Say the thing Shonda Rhimes said on the set.
She said, you won't be working here longer if you're not kind to people around you. Everyone. Up and down the call sheet, you will be kind to everyone or you will find yourself looking for another job. It has been the rule of law on this show. Yeah. If it were the rule of the law in this country, we'd be a better place.
Yes, we would.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Yes,
absolutely.
Mr. President, sir.
And that's what Sexy Liberal Save the World is all about as well. Get a VIP ticket. There's hugging, there's the laughing, there's crying, there's saving the world.
There's body fluids.
Yeah. Man. You know what? Democracy's messy. See you at the airport, Frangela. See you tomorrow night, Philly. Bye, Mr. President.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll do some recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, then all things entertainment with Matt Miller. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.